This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Ohio saw the fourth highest daily total of COVID-19 cases, with 1,277 reported Wednesday. It was accompanied by 106 more hospitalizations and 21 more deaths. Ohio has recorded a 36% increase in coronavirus infections since June 21st. Cleveland recorded a single-day record of 100 new cases on Wednesday. And the number of nursing home deaths related to COVID-19 is up 79 from a week ago at 2,101. The University of Akron says an unidentified member of the university community has tested positive for COVID-19. In an email to the campus community, the school says the individual is self-isolating at home and Summit County Public Health will conduct contact tracing to determine who might have been exposed to the coronavirus. Summer classes are being held online. Governor Mike DeWine's requirement that people in seven hotspot counties wear masks inside businesses and in public places has raised the question of how it will be enforced. State House correspondent Karen Kassler has this story.
Butler County is one of those seven counties marked in red on the state's alert map. Rick Jones made his position clear in a press conference live on Facebook.
I think we could have done this in a different way, but make no mistake about it. I, as the Butler County Sheriff, am not enforcing any mask wearing whatsoever.
The Cincinnati and Columbus police departments also say they won't enforce county or city mask mandates. A spokesman for DeWine said the goal isn't to lock people up, but to get them to simply wear masks. He says health departments would enforce the mandate and that law enforcement would only get involved in extreme circumstances, such as a person deliberately trying to infect others with coronavirus or disrupting business by refusing to comply with the mask mandate. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Case Western Reserve University and Oberlin College have canceled all fall sports as the number of coronavirus cases continues to rise. The decision impacts sports including football, men's and women's soccer, volleyball, and cross country. The announcement comes on the heels of the Ivy League canceling fall sports and placing all sports on hold until January of 2021. Cedar Point reopens today with temperature checks, mandatory face masks, and social distancing. Visitors must make a reservation, and the park will only be letting in a little less than half of its standard occupancy to better manage crowds. Meanwhile, the Science Museum COSI in Columbus has canceled its plan to reopen as coronavirus cases in Franklin County surge. It was set to open this week. A popular restaurant near downtown Cleveland has temporarily closed after two workers tested positive for COVID-19. Cleveland.com reports Hofbräuhaus said in a statement it was following strict safety protocols for staff and patrons. It will be closed until further notice. The Lorain County Fair is losing its main sponsor over its decision to continue sales of the Confederate flag. The Chronicle-Telegram reports grocery chain Meijer has withdrawn its sponsorship of the event next month, which helps support kids who participate in the junior fair. The State Medical Board has added cachexia, also known as wasting disease, to the list of conditions approved to be treated with medical marijuana. It occurs as a result of other diseases such as cancer, HIV and AIDS, kidney or heart failure, or advanced kidney disease. It's usually characterized by weight loss, including a breakdown of the muscles. It joins 21 other conditions approved when the legislature passed the law legalizing medical marijuana in 2017. The medical board also voted Wednesday to reject medical marijuana for anxiety and autism. Summit County is using a portion of money it received from its opioid lawsuit settlement to fund the expansion of centering pregnancy programs, targeting pregnant women impacted by substance use disorders. The county's Opioid Abatement Advisory Council has awarded $1 million to Cleveland Clinic Akron General and $1.5 million to Summa Health for expansion of centering pregnancy programs. Summa Health has offered a centering pregnancy program for 10 years and estimates it's served 1,000 women. These programs have also worked to combat the high infant mortality rate in Summit County. You can hear more about these programs coming up next Tuesday on WKSU. Cuyahoga County is hiring a corrections expert in a lawsuit brought by inmates at the county jail. The county and the plaintiffs have agreed to hire Martin Horn, a retired professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice and the former commissioner of New York City's probation and jail system. Plaintiff's attorney Sarah Gelosimino says she hopes Horn will help resolve the issues raised in the lawsuit.
To determine what the current state of affairs is at the jail and to make some recommendations about how the jail can come into compliance to make a safer and legal facility for everyone who's held there.
The county will pay Horn no more than $90,000 to inspect the jail, review documents, and prepare reports. Damage to the State House in Columbus during two recent vandalism incidents will cost nearly $160,000 in repairs. Protesters on May 29th broke windows, light fixtures, and door frames during a demonstration against the police killing of George Floyd in Minnesota. On June 18th, the demonstrators painted red handprints and slogans on the marble building's exterior and nearby statues. This is WKSU.